Good morning, all. As a part of our local psychology club, we are often asked to present to organizations on topics about which we are knowledgeable. Today, we have been asked to present to the local chapter of the Parent Teacher Association about the effects of sleep deprivation in teenagers. We hope you enjoy and learn a little something while you're here. We will begin this podcast by discussing sleep hygiene. Sleep is an important factor for our everyday functioning because sleep acts as a recharger. Getting the proper amount of sleep plays an essential role in how your day will go and how you will function throughout the day. Getting the proper amount of sleep can enhance our overall well-being. That old saying, "Get your beauty sleep," isn't just a myth. It is more true than many of us realize. Let us first answer some important questions for you. What are the benefits of sleep? The benefits of sleep include memory improvement, longer life, and improved cognitive abilities, just to name a few. In a study done by health.com, one doctor tells us, sleep makes you feel better, but its importance goes way beyond just boosting your mood or banishing under-eye circles. Adequate sleep is a key part of a healthy lifestyle and can benefit your heart, weight, mind, and more. Another doctor, the director of NYU's Sleep Disorder Clinic, says, sleep used to be kind of ignored, like parking our car in a garage and picking it up in the morning. But it is important that we acknowledge the necessity of sleep and plan our day accordingly. What is sleep hygiene? Sleep hygiene consists of a variety of different practices that are necessary to have normal, quality nighttime sleep and full daytime alertness. What constitutes as poor sleep hygiene? Poor sleep hygiene can be defined by sleeping throughout the day or someone feeling as if they need a nap, indicating that they are tired. These poor sleep practices can ultimately begin to affect how a person functions throughout the day. Therefore, it is important to take a look at one's sleep habits to determine whether they are healthy or not. Later in this podcast, we will discuss the consequences of sleep deprivation and what a person can do to promote healthy sleep hygiene. We will now share with you the effects of sleep deprivation on daily functioning. Like we said before, sleep is very important to our daily lives because when we sleep, it allows our minds and bodies to reset themselves. To quote an article on everydayhealth.com, the mind uses sleep to consolidate memories and reset the brain for the coming day. The body needs sleep to release important hormones, perform needed repairs, increase blood flow to the muscles, and boost the immune system. Sleep deprivation is caused by many things that do not allow our bodies and minds to get the rest that we need. These causes include the stress we encounter in daily life, mental health conditions, choosing preferred activities such as work or play over sleep, and unrecognized sleep disorders. Sleep deprivation can cause many short and long-term effects on our daily routines and overall health. According to an article from Healthline.com, sleep deprivation leaves the brain so exhausted it can't perform its duties well. The most obvious effect is sleepiness. You may find yourself yawning a lot or feeling sluggish. Lack of sleep interferes with one's ability to concentrate and learn new things. It can negatively impact both short-term and long-term memory. It gets in the way of decision-making and stifles creativity. Your emotions are also affected, making you more likely to have a short temper and mood swings. Overall, cognitive function is impaired. Think about this. As students, we tend to be up late at night, studying, writing papers, researching. How do we feel the next day? Sluggish, tired, forgetful. We have a hard time paying attention and focusing on the things we need to do. This is because we have not given our bodies and minds enough time to reset and prepare for the next day. Long-term effects of sleep deprivation include accidental death, impaired brain activity, cognitive dysfunction, memory problems, moodiness, hallucinations, depression, weakened immune system, weight gain, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart disease. Every night that we do not get enough sleep, this continues to build up until our cognitive and physical abilities begin to alter themselves to try and compensate for the loss of sleep. This is not to be taken lightly. It is important that you understand, as parents, how to combat sleep deprivation in your teenagers. There are many simple changes you can make to help prevent sleep deprivation in your teenagers. Simple healthy practices that promote positive sleep hygiene include avoiding stimulants such as nicotine and caffeine before bed, exercising regularly, not napping during the day. One also should avoid watching TV right before falling asleep, as well as certain foods that can inhibit your ability to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. These foods include onions, spicy foods, any food that's hard to digest or promotes acid reflux. Parents should make sure children have an appropriate and consistent bedtime each night. Should your child struggle with getting a good night's sleep, you can try warm milk or calming music. Setting a productive sleep environment can make a big difference. In conclusion, just as every day comes to an end, so has this podcast. We hope we have shared with you some new information that will change the way you and your teen will view sleep. Remember, sleep deprivation is linked to automobile and work-related preventable accidents. People who suffer from sleep deprivation are more likely to suffer from chronic diseases. And sleep deprivation is caused by technology, crazy schedules, insomnia, and/or sleep apnea. Teenagers need an average of 9 to 10 hours of sleep per night. Unfortunately, we are only getting 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep per night. It is important that parents and students work together to help prevent or combat sleep deprivation whenever possible. Thank you all for listening, and happy snoozing.